Well, despite that warning, some resource analysts see a continued bright future for exports to China, but there's increasing competition from other exporting nations. US producers are beginning to look at the Asian market, and Indonesia has now overtaken Australia as the world's largest exporter of coal. There's concern about what China's massive growth in coal consumption will mean for carbon emissions, but some analysts see reasons for cautious optimism, as Timothy McDonald reports.
If it goes ahead, the Morrow Pacific Project in Oregon will be the first to export coal from the US Pacific coast. Until now, US coal exports haven't posed much of a challenge to Australian miners in the Asian market. But domestic demand for coal in the US isn't what it used to be, leaving producers there with a choice. Mark Pervan is the head of commodity research at ANZ.
The US is likely to swing its energy mix much more towards the natural gas and renewable space and away from particularly the oil and coal market. So there's going to be an excess supply of coal. US has a lot of it, and it's either two options, one to shut down the supply or look to export if they can't consume domestically.
It's an Australian company, Amber Energy, that's responsible for the project, which will involve bringing coal from Wyoming to the Columbia River and then moving it on barges to the coal loader. The World Today approached Amber Energy for an interview, but they didn't provide comment. In Oregon, the project has generated controversy. Brett Vandenhubel is the executive director of Columbia Riverkeeper.
So people are raising a lot of concerns about coal barges and the impact of the salmon and the fishing, as well as the transportation on the river. It's used for other products like wheat and other grains and wood products, and it's also used heavily for recreation.
He's also concerned about the bigger picture because climate change is a global concern and emissions are harmful regardless of where they occur. Increasingly, that's in Asia. Amber's project is initially looking to export to Japan, Korea and Taiwan, but it's China where the largest increase in consumption has occurred. Elun Yang is a senior associate with the World Resources Institute. She says there are 350 new proposed coal-fired power plants in China.
Of course, it doesn't mean that they will all get approved or built, but it does show a very worrying degree of ambition in new coal development in China.
Is China picking up everybody else's slack in terms of demand for coal?
Well, China's coal consumption accounts for almost half of the world's total every year. The last few years, China's coal imports have increased very significantly. However, imported coal still only accounts for only 8% of the total China's coal consumption, which means that, you know, there is still room for the coal imports to grow.
Mark Pervan says for coal exporters, there's reason to be bullish.
They're bringing on about 1 gigawatt a week of new thermal power demand, which is about equivalent to 3 million tonne of new coal demand every week, or in the order of 150, 160 million tonne of new coal demand every year. That's effectively Australia's coal exports of thermal coal.
Indonesia too is jumping on the export bandwagon and in fact has overtaken Australia as the world's largest exporter. Tony Wood is the Program Director for Energy at the Grattan Institute. He says it might not be a permanent shift and might have a lot to do with Indonesia's domestic energy mix.
If Indonesia is thinking about its mixture of resources, so in Indonesia's case, coal, gas, and to some extent, interestingly, in Indonesia, geothermal industry, energy is seen to be a real prospect, then they can say, well, in the short term, we're better off exporting more coal and maybe using a bit more gas domestically.
But even if exporters are enthusiastic, attitudes and policies are changing in China, partly because local air quality has become so bad. Tony Wood says competition is likely to be fierce in the future.
It may very well be that local airshed pollution could become the trigger for the Chinese to do something. So, as I said, they've already shut down more than, something the best part of, 70 gigawatts of old, dirtier coal-fired power stations, inefficient ones, and that's almost twice the entire Australian installed capacity of coal power stations, and that they've still got about the same again to be shut down over the next few years. And that, together with some other emphasis on doing a few other things, including renewable energy, means that the competition for that market will be much more intense, and Australia will have to be on its game to be able to maintain its market share against some pretty rigorous competition.
That's Tony Wood from the Grattan Institute, ending that report from Timothy McDonald.